Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it.
It's Tuesday, June 4th, 2024. Welcome to day 1232. Wisconsin charged three people involved in the fake elector scheme to overturn the results of the 2020 election to keep now convicted felon Donald Trump in office. The Wisconsin Attorney General charged Kenneth Chesebro, Jim Trapice, and Michael Roman with one felony count each of conspiracy to commit forgery. All three will make their initial appearances in Dane County Circuit Court on September 19th. Each charge carries a sentence of up to 6 years in prison and a fine of up to $10,000. Chesebro is also one of the 18 co-defendants named in Trump's criminal racketeering case in Georgia. Similar slates of fake electors to overturn the election results and keep Trump in office were organized in several states, and charges have been brought in Arizona, Michigan, Nevada, and Georgia. Meanwhile, Speaker Mike Johnson floated a three-pronged approach to punish the Department of Justice for Trump's felony conviction. With House Republicans pushing to impeach Biden and getting nowhere, Johnson announced a plan to use the appropriations process, legislation, and congressional oversight to rein in Trump's prosecutors at both the federal and state levels by limiting funding for the FBI, federal prosecutors, and state prosecutors or state attorneys general involved in lawfare. Johnson suggested that all those things will be happening vigorously because we have to do that, because the stakes are too high, and because people are losing faith in our institutions. Some Republicans, however, acknowledge that they don't have enough votes to pass legislation in the House, and even if they could pass a bill, it's unlikely to go anywhere in the Democratic-controlled Senate. At the same time, Attorney General Merrick Garland condemned the repeated attacks from Republicans against the Justice Department, calling them unprecedented, unfounded, and extremely dangerous during a House Judiciary Committee hearing. In his opening statement, Garland said, "I will not be intimidated. The Justice Department will not be intimidated. We will continue to do our jobs free from political influence, and we will not back down from defending our democracy." House Republicans have advanced a conspiracy theory that the Manhattan DA, which convicted Trump on 34 felony counts of orchestrating an illegal conspiracy to influence the 2016 presidential election by falsifying business records, was somehow controlled by the Justice Department. Garland emphasized that the DOJ is completely independent from the district attorney's office, adding, "We do not control the Manhattan district attorney." The hearing also comes as House Republicans have threatened to hold Garland in contempt for withholding records from Special Counsel Robert Hur's investigation into Biden's handling of classified documents. Garland told lawmakers that he didn't see a legislative purpose for Congress needing the audio when the words are the same on the transcript as the audio. Moving on, Biden issued an executive order that temporarily suspends most asylum claims at the southern border when unauthorized crossings exceed a daily threshold. Biden said he's taking action to gain control of the border after Trump and the Republicans left him no choice when they sunk the bipartisan immigration deal they had once demanded. Under the order, when crossings exceed a daily average of 2,500 over the course of a week, Biden can shut down the border in between ports of entry. Once the shutdown is in effect, Homeland Security can reopen the border once average crossings have fallen below 1,500 for 7 consecutive days. Regular asylum processing will be restored 14 days later. Migrants who cross without authorization will not be eligible for asylum absent compelling circumstances, making the measure the most restrictive border policy instituted by Biden or any other modern Democrat, and echoing Trump's 2018 effort to ban migrants crossing the border illegally from claiming asylum, which was later blocked by federal courts. The ACLU, meanwhile, says it plans to sue the White House over the executive order, saying a ban on asylum is illegal, just as it was when Trump unsuccessfully tried it. And finally, Biden suggested that there is every reason for people to conclude that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is dragging out the war in Gaza in order to cling to power. The statement came during an interview with Time magazine, which was published 3 days before Biden revealed the details of the plan to bring a permanent ceasefire and hostage exchange, a deal which Netanyahu has since publicly distanced himself from. Biden also said that although a lot of innocent people have been killed, he remains uncertain as to whether Israel has committed war crimes. The House, meanwhile, passed legislation to sanction the International Criminal Court officials who are seeking arrest warrants against senior Israeli officials, including Netanyahu. Biden says he opposes sanctions, and the bill will likely fail in the Senate, but 42 House Democrats broke with their party and voted with Republicans for the measure.
That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andidas.